This is the High School Football Recap Show with Phil Kornblut on the Sports Talk Media Network. Coming up, a complete review of all of last night's games. The Recap Show is brought to you by Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. The stars will shine brighter at the beach on December 14th in the Touchstone Energy Cooperatives Bowl. And brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Now, here's Phil with a look back at all of last night's action around South Carolina.
Good morning and welcome to the High School Football Recap Show. High school teams in the upstate of South Carolina still dealing with the after effects of Hurricane Helene. Only a handful of games played in that part of the state last night. However, around the rest of the state, most everybody got their games in last night. Let's give you the scores from games that were played in the upstate last night. You had Chester defeating Eau Claire 56-0. Rock Hill knocked off Fort Mill 28-23. Lee Central 54, Great Falls 12. Greenwood 35, Malden 22. AC Flora 17, Lancaster 14. Louisville 21, C.A. Johnson 14. Indian Land top Nation Ford 36-27. 96-41, Pelion 8. Northwestern with another big win last night, 57-23 over Clover. South Point hammered Camden 64-0, and it was Belton Honeypath all over West Oak, 55-6. Games that were either postponed or canceled: Daniel and Berea, Seneca and Blue Ridge, Dorman and Boiling Springs, Riverside and Burns, Blacksburg and Chesney, Calhoun Falls and Dixie, Wren and Emerald, Eastside and Gaffney, Easley and Greenville also either postponed or canceled in the upstate last night. Fountain Inn and Lawrence, Clinton and Liberty, Abbeville and McCormick, Carolina and Palmetto, Travelers Rest and Pendleton, Greer and Pickens, Southside Christian and Powdersville, American Leadership and Saluda, Wade Hampton and Spartanburg, Christ Church against St. Joseph's, Hillcrest and T.L. Hanna, Mountain View and Union County, Crescent and Walhalla, Southside and Westside, Ware Shoals and Whitmire, J.O. Mann and Woodmont, and Broome against Woodruff. To the Midlands, got in many games around the Midlands last night, though there were some postponements and cancellations as well. Games that were played: Sherrod defeated Andrew Jackson 21-20, Bamberg Earhart 47, Hardyville nothing, Calhoun County 30, Williston Elko 29. In overtime, Dreer upset Richland Northeast 35-34, first loss of the season for the Cavaliers. Meantime, Dutch Fork rolled it up on Chapin 63-10. It was Hampton County 44, Edisto 12. Barnwell 38, Lake Marion 16. Irma with a big win over Lexington in the Battle of the Dam 34-8. Blythewood 37, Lugoff Elgin 24. North Central 40, Chesterfield 35. It was River Bluff 24, White Knoll 21, Ridgeview 54, Spring Valley 14, and Hunter Connor Tyler defeated Wagner Sally 22-20. Games that were postponed or canceled last night: North Augusta against Aiken, South Aiken against Gilbert, Brooklyn Casey and Gray Collegiate, Fairfield Central against Mid Carolina, Airport and Midland Valley, Fox Creek against Orangeburg-Wilkinson, Blackville Hilda and Ridge Spring Minetta, Newberry and Silver Bluff, Batesburg-Leesville and Strom Thurmond, and the Keenan-Swansea game has now been scheduled for 6:30 tonight. To the PD and Grand Strand, where most of the games were played, it was Atlantic Collegiate 27, Marion nothing. In overtime, Latta defeated Carver's Bay 34-28. Central 47, Buford nothing. North Myrtle Beach 24, Conway 14. Waccamaw 36, Georgetown 20. Johnsonville all over Hemingway 50-0. Manning 28, King Street 22. Lakeview 30, Hannah Pamplico 7. Lawrence defeated Dillon 30-27. For the Lions, their first win over the Wildcats since 1968. They trailed in this one 14-0. They were down 27-23, then scored a late touchdown to win. Lawrence over Dillon 30-27. Marlboro County 41, Ainer 8, Lamar 56, Mackby 7, Lake City 49, Mullins 14, Myrtle Beach 37, St. James 14, It was Carolina Forest 37, Socastee 3, South Florence 60, Darlington 6. Sumter with a big win over West Florence in a game played Thursday night. Final score there, Sumter 63, West Florence 26. The Gamecocks had 530 total yards, 469 yards on the ground. And Crestwood defeated Wilson by a final score of 28-8. We'll have more scores coming up in just a moment.
Touchstone Energy Cooperative members save more on electricity, and members save more on insurance, groceries, healthcare, restaurants, travel, concerts, and sporting events through co-op connections. Touchstone Energy is an alliance of the member-owned electric cooperatives, and as a member, the power is yours. Experience the power of co-op membership with Touchstone Energy and find out how much you can save on electricity and a whole lot more at touchstoneenergy.com.
Set your youth up for a lifetime of financial success with Smart Start from Founders Federal Credit Union. Smart Start products and educational resources help teach kids and teens the basics of saving, budgeting, and smart spending. Help them learn smart money skills to jumpstart their financial journey with Smart Start savings, debit, certificates, and educational resources. Learn more at foundersfcu.com/smartstart. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Around the Lowcountry last night, everything was completed that was on the schedule. Andrews defeated Academic Magnet 42-6. It was Bluffton 42, Beaufort 35, Lucy Beckham 30, Cane Bay 22, Ridgeland 19, Denmark Oler 8, Bishop England 21, Hilton Head 7, West Ashley 10, James Island 6, May River, big win over Colleton County 42-6. Baptist Hill 22, Military Magnet 20, Battery Creek 47, North Charleston 13, Oceanside 49, Hanahan 7, Phillip Simmons 22, Woodland 16, Cross 70, St. John's nothing, Berkeley 30, Stratford 22, Somerville 77, Stahl nothing, Timberland 53, Burke 6, and Goose Creek edged Wando by a final of 21-20. In skis of play on Friday night, Bethesda Academy 40, Beaufort Academy 20, Calhoun Academy 44, Faith Christian 26, Trinity Collegiate 34, Camden Military nothing, Northwood Academy 49, Cardinal Newman 31, Jefferson Davis 46, Cathedral Academy 16, Florence Christian 36, Christian Academy 20, the Kings Academy 41, Cross 6, St. John's Christian 28, Dillon Christian 27, Dorchester Academy 48, Lee Academy 6, First Baptist 41, John Paul II 22, Hammond with a big win over Lawrence Manning 65-14, Northside Christian 14, Palmetto Athletic Club 12, PD Academy 42, Hilton Head Prep 15, Pinewood Prep 49, Wilson Hall 7, Orangeburg Prep 35, Spartanburg Christian 7, Thomas Hayward 51, Patrick Henry 33, Thomas Sumter Edge Clarendon Hall 7-6, and Williamsburg Academy 18, Carolina Academy nothing. Games that were canceled or postponed: Heathwood Hall, Augusta Christian, Wardlaw and Lawrence Academy, Richard Wynn and Newberry Academy, Ben Lippin and Porter Gowd, and Oak Book Prep and W.W. King. We should know by next week what the plans are from the high school league regarding the remainder of the regular season. The executive committee is expected to meet on Tuesday to take up that matter. During the week, the executive director of the South Carolina Coaches Association, Scott Early, sent a letter to the high school league suggesting there be a two-week break in all football across the state and to allow those who've been out of school and out of practice to get back into classes and to get back into practices and back into game shape. No doubt, whatever is decided, the season in South Carolina will be extended with the championship weekend moving at least a week deeper into December. And a reminder, on Sunday, the Shrine Bowl will announce the rosters for this year's game. That'll do it for the recap show. I'm Phil Kornblut reporting on the Sports Talk Media Network.